This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. There's the crack of the bats opening day.
Yeah, we the Mets just paid Juan Soto $750 million to strike out to end the game with the winning run at the plate.
And there's Big Souk. Yeah, fire his ass. Get him out of here.
Well, I've already received several tweets and a couple texts making fun of the Juan Soto signing because, you know, hey, 0-1 and Soto struck out with the game on the line, so of course he's a bum.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of baseball, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. You signed him to get it done and he didn't. But hopefully in the next 161 games, he's able to get it done.
And actually
won't remember this one.
Over the 1,000 games because they signed him for forever.
Yeah, but you though have Clay Holmes now. And that in and of it, we were sitting out there in the bullpen getting ready for the program, warming up, and our friend Jakey Poops is out there, and he of course is a Yankee fan, and the Yankees were coming down to the wire against the Brewers, and Devin Williams was getting ready to come in as their closer, and Jake said something so poetic, and it's how everyone was thinking, even if we're not a Yankee fan. He was like, I am so glad I don't have to sit through the Clay Holmes experience this year.
And I turned to him and said, actually, he's our opening day starter.
So. Yeah, and he gave up 3 runs.
I gave up 2.
He sucks.
Gave up 2.
But every once in a while, he's good.
One was a throwing
error.
He
is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And having him as your closer, I couldn't even imagine that.
Yeah, how about him being the opening day starter? So I'll take it. You told me he was going to give up 2 earned. And a throwing error is going to cost us the 3rd, and that's all the Mets were to give up? I'd say we win lost. That game.
No, he didn't pitch well.
He pitched fine.
He walked like 18 guys.
What? Four? He pitched,
four guys!
He pitched fine!
No, he didn't.
Pitched fine.
You're going to hate him. I can't wait for the first time you start bitching about him.
He's fine.
And it might be next week.
He's fine.
All right.
Adequate. How about that?
So we have the Kevin Willard audio. This is a weird story. I didn't know any of this until today.
Yeah.
I hadn't been following.
Yeah.
But Kevin Willard is the head coach at Maryland, and they are, I mean, like within 30 minutes, they play Florida in the Sweet 16.
And half of the fan base wants his ass fired right now and to not coach this game.
Maryland has a really good team. Mm-hmm. They hit the buzzer beater against Colorado State to advance.
The Crab Five.
Yeah, they call him the Crab Five. They got the freshman, Derek Queen. Mm-hmm. But Willard has made waves because he has been bitching about NIL spending and the lack of it at Maryland all week.
Yes.
And he even was the one who said that, so their old AD, Maryland doesn't have an AD. The AD's name was Damon Evans. And Willard was the one that prematurely revealed that the AD was leaving for the same job at SMU because of SMU's NIL coffer.
Yes.
So he revealed that, and everybody's like, wait, what? So now they don't have an AD. He's bitching about NIL, and he is rumored to be the number one candidate at Villanova.
And really didn't do anything to dismay those rumors.
No, he's going to Villanova.
Yes.
He's leaving. The AD's leaving, and he's leaving. And it's pretty clear as he, like, dude, you can bitch about NIL, but why are you doing it when your team's in the NCAA tournament? Yeah,
I don't know if you saw the video, but they were, the Maryland fans were gathered, you know, they do the big send off to the Sweet 16. The fans booed him getting on the bus. His own fans hate him.
So I'm going to play some audio, but first I want to tell you that the president of Maryland is thought to have negotiated Kevin Willard's deal.
Yeah.
He tweeted today, or he tweeted yesterday, that there would be a big announcement today. And so everybody was like, oh boy, he's going to fire freaking Willard, or Willard's going to Villanova, whatever.
Sure.
He announced that Kermit the Frog will be the commencement speaker.
Yeah.
At Maryland.
It just, when you are
the graduation.
When you are in the midst of a bit of a firestorm here, and you tease a big announcement coming, you... Who on earth thinks that that's a good idea to do to your fan base? Holy Maryland Terrapins.
So this is the one from today, Dr. Will?
This is the one from today.
Where they're asking him about about NIL, and he talks about Florida.
It's a great clip.
You've been very open the last week about, you know, trying to get greater NIL share, revenue share. I'm sure you saw Mike Loxley yesterday said he would prefer to keep some of these issues in-house. Why have you felt like kind of bringing this discussion in the open has been the best way to advocate for your program?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%. So really the last couple of days, trying to come up with a game plan to stop Clayton, because I just think he's one of the best guards in the country that we've seen. And then really, you know, obviously trying to fix our rebounding woes have been at the top of my mind, too. So, yeah, it's a big problem.
God. So just to clarify, the president offered Willard a term sheet on a new contract after the AD left.
Yes.
And so that's why people were like, when the president tweets that there's a big announcement, they're thinking it's a Willard contract. I didn't explain that well enough. But so they thought, oh my God, they're bringing Willard back because Willard's rumored to go to Villanova and he's bitching about NIL. And then he gives them the big Kermit the Frog news.
Yeah.
And Willard said, as of now, I'm staying. That was his quote.
As of now.
As of now, I'm staying.
Yes.
So
he's
going to Villanova.
He has basically led a in-house insurrection against his AD, against the university president, against the school itself. Has said, as of now, I'm the head coach. He's getting booed. Have you seen the clip of him getting booed?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, they're leaving the facility, getting ready to go play in the Sweet 16 against number one Florida, and his own fans are holding up the camera while they boo him. They don't want him there. He doesn't want him be there. It's the most awkward thing ever, and it's his own doing.
There's just never, I've never seen a team at this stage of the tournament have this much turmoil.
No.
It's crazy.
And by the way, let me also point out
that they might lose by 50 tonight.
That the Queen, the freshman, right, that hit the game-winning travel against Colorado State, this is the same. This is the same group that when the reporter asked the freshman, what does Willer do to get your attention? And his response was, well, he paid us that money.
Well, that's what I'm like with he's bitching about NIL, but they were able to get Queen.
Yeah.
So
I honestly
he was one of the most coveted five-star guys there was.
Well, and let's not act like Willard has had this tremendous track record of success.
Well, he's been there 3 years.
Been 3 years, right? Last year he didn't even make the tournament. He went 16-17. This to me screams of, dude, you're setting the stage for you leaving. That's all it is. You don't want to be there. You know you're not going to be there. And so you're just picking a fight to make some sort of soft landing for when you eventually leave and take the Villanova job.
Yeah.
It just that's one of those we see this all the time. Like, you know, when you're dating someone or in a marriage and seemingly for no reason the partner just kind of starts picking fights and you're like, What are you doing? Well, you're trying to pick a fight so you can be like, well, I don't know. This just isn't working. You know, I tried to make it work. No, you didn't try to make it work. You don't want to make it work. You already have 1 foot out the door. And that's the crappy part is
crazy.
Transfer portal, coaches leaving, all that stuff. I get it. It happens. But that's the part that sucks is you're in the middle of a really, really cool run here. One of the only really, I think the only buzzer beater we've had this whole tournament. And that fan base at Maryland, it's a great fan base with a great tradition there. They can't even enjoy this because they've got a coach that they don't want there. And you know, by the way, as soon as he leaves for Villanova, the Crab Five, dude, half of those kids are going to end up as Villanova. So if you're a Maryland fan right now, are you sitting there just like, are you even excited about this?
I mean, I think you are. It's your school. But
yeah.
I don't know.
With a coach,
I don't know.
With a coach that you know,
it's uncharted territory. I don't know how to. I wouldn't know how to feel. I guess it's just your school, and
yeah,
you just hope they go as far as possible.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
But
wouldn't that be something if they win the title?
They win the whole thing.
And then he goes to Villanova?
And he would anyways, because he ain't coming back. Someone said, hey, Coach Willard, you guys got to wear the traveling call. Just pipe down and go over to Villanova.
Come on!
And that's the part I don't get. You know you're leaving. Just shut up. Just be quiet. You know you're gone. So what good does it do to start an online feud with your own university? And then as of right now, again, how about just, you know what, I'm really focused on my guys right now. And, you know, I just think it does everyone a disservice to talk about any sort of rumors as opposed to, hey, as of right now.
I'm staying.
Hey, Rob, I want you to know, I'm not here to say what's going to happen on Monday, but as of right now, I'm your co-host.
Oh.
We'll deal with Monday.
Did you know that? Well, this will actually end up being funny.
Yeah.
As of right now,
yeah.
I will be here Monday.
As of right now.
I'm out Monday. we'll be right back. Hey, can you move a faculty luncheon?
What?
Shouldn't you be able to move a faculty
luncheon?
No,
those are set in stone.
That's next on The Fan.